You have probably done it. Will you call us at 833-563-25? I would love to know what you did. Come on, let's get petty. How'd you get revenge on an ex? 833-563-2539. If you'd like to be anonymous, you're more than welcome to do that too. The number, 833-563-2539. Now, I kind of feel like a dummy because, like a lot of people yesterday, I saw the story. I said, wow, what a nice, generous thing to do. And I ended up reporting this. And it was actually not a positive story, Liv. Instead, it was a crazy woman that was mad at her man and she decided to get revenge. Here's what happened. Yesterday, I talked about how somebody ordered food at a restaurant and it was like a $40 or $50 bill and they left like a $5,000 tip. That's life-changing money. And apparently the person that was the server is like just telling them like, yeah, my dog just passed away. And how does that not pull at your heartstrings?
Right.
I wouldn't give $5,000, but maybe I'd give, instead of 20, I'd give $50. Like something to help out a little bit.
Right. Just a nice gesture.
But this person went out of control with like a $5,000 tip. Well, now we're finding out the full story, and this lady that gave out the tip was doing it to get revenge on her man. Here's the story. A 24-year-old woman named Serena from Buffalo, New York, and her boyfriend Michael Crane were on vacation in Clearwater, Florida. They got into a big argument while they were having dinner at a restaurant, and Michael left. So Serena decided to get revenge by giving the waitress a $5,000 tip using Michael's credit card.
Oh, my gosh.
The meal cost $55.37. That's only about, so that's about a 9,000% tip. That is absolutely insane. Forget 15 or 20, 9,000%.
Like, how mad do you have to be at someone to basically steal $5,000?
Yeah, I want to know what they were fighting about. Well, Michael confronted Serena when he saw the charge, but she denied it, so he called the cops because he's like, okay, well, this is fraud, a big fraud.
Right.
I'm definitely not going to go down with this. After they got involved, Serena admitted what she ended up doing. She was then arrested for felony grand theft. As for the money, it's not clear if it's going to be covered or not because the restaurant says they already gave the waitress the $5,000 in
right.
cash. They cashed her out.
Her dog died. Like, I just say let her keep it.
Oh, my God. Liv, have you done anything even close to that to an ex? Like, anything petty level? 833-563-2539. I doubt anybody's done that because that's, like, jail-worthy. But what did you do to get back at your ex?
So I, to get back at my ex, made out with his, like, little bro in his fraternity.
Was that on purpose or just purely accidental?
No, it was on purpose. Like, I knew what I was doing. I wanted to get back at him, and he got so mad, he punched a hole through a wall.
Did he see it happen?
At the party.
Did he see it happen or hear about it?
He saw it happen.
Was it his house? Punched a random hole?
No, he ended up punching a random hole into his house because
okay.
That's where the party was.
I was like, dude, it sucks. Like, bro, what are you doing to my wall, man?
Yeah, his hand was definitely like messed up.
All right, I would love to hear your stories if you got any. 833-563-2539. What did you do to get back at the ex?